When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you would like an ad-free version of this episode and many episodes to come, head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/frames per second and become a patron, where you can receive an ad-free version every week, as well as exclusive content and additional conversation in these episodes.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Thank you guys for listening to a new episode of Frames Per Second Podcast, man. We almost there, Mike. Thank God. One more to go, bro.
Every time is the
and you're relieved.
The main like thing played with the credits, I think of Mike's face like this. Oh. I want to commit seppuku every time.
Even after this one?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. Man.
All right.
Well, you really just don't like this shit.
Fuck.
This was the best episode.
Yeah, this is the highest rated episode.
I mean, this is like the best cooked bad meal to me. I was just like, I don't care, man.
Yeah, this.
Well, yeah, this is Shogun episode 9, the penultimate. You know, that's Nick's favorite word. Crimson Sky. Review. So we know how Mike feel. Ashton's back again. He's gonna be with us. You'll be here next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. How'd you feel about this one? Did you like it? Yeah or nay?
It started out a little slow for me, huh. But by the end, I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm here."
All right. Spike.
This was the first time through all 9 episodes that I felt like I was keeping up with what was going on in front of me. Like the first time through all 9, like. All of the pieces were making sense together. Okay. I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of what they're doing. But yeah, I did like this episode.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe because they were, I don't know, to be honest with you, but it was maybe because she was in the palace and the stuff with like the people, their adversaries were right there in front of them. And I could kind of tell what he was trying to do and I could tell what the other girl was trying to do. And then I knew her motive of trying to get out of there. Like, all of it started making a lot more sense.
Okay. And we were, it was more of a linear type of storytelling where we just stayed in one place.
Right.
It was that too. Yep.
We wasn't jumping around from this plot point to this plot point. What this person doing over here? Mm-hmm. They stayed with the same characters from the beginning all the way through the end of the show.
Well, this is Mariko Sama episode. And I got to tell y'all, this one almost got ruined for me. Frames per second. I love y'all. I keep posting. I don't blame y'all for anything.
Oh, you talking about the Reddit post?
Yeah,
I almost deleted that.
Yeah, I saw it. It was a picture of Mariko and then,
with the
crying emojis.
Yeah. Y'all, please don't do stuff like that. I know it was in good, it was in good fun or whatever. But
I saw it late. Like the episode dropped Tuesday, so I don't know when that was posted. I don't know if it was posted the same day, next day, or whatever. So they may have spread it out. I just got out of the room. I was like, so let me. And then I saw, and then the podcast I listened to, they had her face as the image too. So, but I didn't pay it no mind. I didn't think that was a spoiler because it was just, she had been a central figure in this whole show. So I was like, okay, that's cool. But yeah, after that, I said, let me just go ahead and watch it. So I pretty much figured out what happened, not how, but I was like, okay, let me see how this is gonna go down. But I gotta tell you, at one point I was like, oh shit, maybe I misread what the post was. But anyway, we begin with a flashback to Mariko 14 years before this story. She's in the snow with a child and basically just, again, trying to escape. I think that said it was a third time trying to escape. They stopped her and, we learned that, as we already knew, that she just didn't like Barantu at all. She didn't fuck with him. So she was trying to get away from him and end her life. And she meets Father Martin. And he gives her the cross. Did you guys think that this moment, did you guys understand the significance of this moment before we got to, okay.
No. I was wondering whose child or what the child had to do with it. So it did lead into the other moment, but I did not understand the significance of it.
Right. I was trying to think at any point in time in this series, they referenced her having a child.
Yeah, did we know she had a child?
Yeah, so I'm like, you have a son? Right. When did this happen?
Episode 9, you got a son?
You are hiding a child.
Yeah. I was wondering why they chose this particular flashback, because you already told us that she was trying to kill herself and stuff like that. So I think they just revealed that, one, of course, the child thing. And two, this was her introduction to, Catholicism and her conversion and her looking at maybe this giving her a reason to live. I don't know. But her faith or her duality in faith, I guess, became a central part of her character. And I guess it all started in this moment. So I thought it was fucked up that Father Martin was like, oh, Mariko. Yeah, we would call that Maria in our country. And then he was calling her Maria later on. I'm like, bro, that's not her fucking name.
That's the name of the person she was modeled after.
But why was he calling her Maria? And her name was Mariko.
I think it was just like an homage to the... Because like when that person... the person was Asian, obviously Japanese. But when she was converted to Catholicism and baptized and all that shit, she went by Maria.
Okay, didn't know but that.
I think this whack ass show just didn't really explain that.
So she was Maria, or the original, or in this show?
In the original story. Okay. So all I think that was them referencing the real life person.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you know, you know. Got it. All right, because I thought that was, I was like, bro, that's, just like,
that's rude. Yeah, it's not my fucking name.
Right.
Are you whitewashing my shit? It's Mariko.
Exactly. The nerve, bro. Like, what are you doing?
White folks are sometimes, you know, especially back then. I think I'm going to call you Maria. I can't pronounce this, the other name.
Yeah. So anyway, so after that, we have Yabushige. And Blackthorn, we're back on the boat, and Blackthorn's like, yo, so what the hell are you here for?
What
are
we gonna do?
anything you take away from, like, you know, this whole conversation and Blackthorn and Yabushige, the difficulty in translation, him not believing anything, asking Mariko's like, yo, did you translate that honestly? Anything from this scene?
Everything just kind of felt real shaky. Like,
okay.
All right, I got to put my faith in this person. I don't even really understand if you understand exactly what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming we on the same page, but maybe we not.
And I can't even tell.
And the translator, we don't even know why she
here. What you doing here? Yeah, I did.
You had a spy for Torinaga. The Torinaga had his whole separate plan. Let me know.
I liked how it showed his anxiousness, like with the whole situation, like it really played on the screen well as to him being like, man, this shit needs to work. I, like you said, I can't even talk to you. I don't know what she telling you, and my life is on the line. So yeah, he did a great job this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we find out that they Ishido, which I'm not fuck with Ishido at all.
Which one's Ishido?
He's the one that's marrying. He's the one that's behind.
He got everybody locked in the castle.
Yeah.
Oh, Ishido. Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, he basically just got everybody like in prison.
Ain't nobody leave.
Yeah. But like not telling them they're in prison, but they really are. And I think that was kind of.
So did we know that beforehand? Because this was okay. I thought that they kind of alluded to it in another episode, but then I seen it here. I was like, okay, it's a lot more clear what's going on. Why he invited them people a couple episodes, and they got to do the vote now. Like, it was a lot more clear that they couldn't leave. And then the plan started to make sense once I understood that. But I did not understand he had them locked in there against their will.
Yeah, they had referenced it maybe like 2 episodes ago when they're trying to vote on impeaching.
I know they mentioned it, right? But it wasn't clear. It really registered this episode like, oh, okay, this is what's happening.
Yeah, because you can't leave without a permit. Mm-hmm. So.
And they need everybody there for the vote.
Right.
Right.
And
they need 5 people.
Right.
But, you know, he's saying, yeah, you're not prisoners. Like, you just need a permit to leave, but I also have to approve the permit. So it's, yeah, it's really weird. But Toronago's plan was to send her there to use her life as a bargaining chip. So we'll get to all that. Prior to that, Yabushige and Blackthorn, Yabushige was basically offering up Blackthorn to Shido. Shido was like, I don't, even the heir was like, I don't even want this dude, bro. What
you know how to drive ships? Cool.
Yeah. Right. Were you surprised, given the fact, Mike, that, you know, Blackthorn has all of this weaponry, these cannons, this navy, that Ishido was like, nah, y'all, I'm good.
No, I wasn't surprised. I mean, they don't fuck with him. Mm. He's an outsider. He's like, they keep calling him a barbarian. He has no honor. And he fucking clearly showed all of that this episode, acting like a fucking turncoat little bitch. So why would Ishido want him?
Yeah.
Was Ishido the one he was begging to earlier in the film? Or I mean, this might have been last episode because I wasn't on the review. Who was the guy that he was like, hey, I want to be on your side now because I don't fuck with Toronaga no more?
Yabushige. Yabushige is the one that will flip sides in a minute.
And was that last episode? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sure Yabushige probably told Ishido, like, yeah, this dude's a bitch. He don't really have no honor. He already turned on Toronaga. So nah, we don't have no reason to trust him.
I think Ishido doesn't truly understand how capable Blackthorn is.
Yeah.
He just thinks like this barbarian just thinks weaseling his way out of situations. But even like the cannon thing, Yakushiba, he didn't know the cannons was that powerful until he seen it with his own. Like, oh, I see this could really help us out. We have this whole different way of using cannons like, that we don't know, we don't have. But Ishido's like, I don't care, it's a cannon. We have cannons. Like, this what you want me to do with that?
Spike, were you surprised that Mariko was talking as much shit as she was to Ishido?
Yeah, like it took a turn. I was like, damn, she got bold. Yeah, that was, and it was a good scene. I think that lady has done a great job at acting. As it started to snowball more, I was like, okay, she in her bag right now. Like, she letting him have it. And I did not know how that was going to end with her talking like that.
Did you at least like this scene, Mike, between with Mariko defying Ishido and basically really exposing him with saying that, well, you know, Toronaga want me to bring his baby back.
Mm-hmm.
And I have loyalty to my liege lord, and I got to go. And if you don't let me leave, then you're saying I'm a prisoner. So which one is it? What you gonna do, bro?
I did like her exchanges, and I did like the scene of her trying to leave.
That was great.
Is that the part you're talking about?
Well, just her setting up the conflict that we eventually get to, but we could talk about them together.
When she I think, and I don't want to step on what you were about to say, Mike, but this was when the plan for me started to for Toronaga. Like, okay, he sent her here because he expected this was going on, and he knew it was spiraling into what it did. That's when I really just was like, oh, okay, got it. So now she here in, okay, it made sense then.
Hmm.
Yeah. But when they were right there in the court type thing, right, talking.
Yeah, I didn't catch that. She got to the gates.
Really?
Yeah.
It started to make sense when she said it.
He went from taking a big L to creating a win-win scenario.
Because I didn't know he did that on purpose.
Yeah, because it's like, all right, I'm going to send you here. If he lets you go, that means everyone else that's trapped in this castle is also going to demand to leave. And that's going to break his power. Because the only reason he has all this power because he can keep everybody here. Everyone's scared for their lives.
Mm.
If he keeps you there, that only proves that you're a prisoner. And if you commit suicide, the rest of the family will be so outraged.
I got that part.
Full-on rebellion.
Yeah.
So he's just like, no matter what Ishido does, I'm moving you into checkmate.
Mm.
Like, no matter what you do, it's going to be the wrong decision. So I was like, oh, maybe he did plan all of this.
Right. That's when it came out. I was like, oh, okay. So now they're saying he was smart all the whole season. It finally shows in this scene what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he still quit. He still gave up.
I don't think he did. I think that was all a ruse. Yeah. I picked up on that last episode.
She got there. He did all of that to put her in a position to get into the castle.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he said that last episode after his homeboy died.
Yeah, wait, so...
Yeah, I know, he basically revealed then, like, all this I gave up shit was nonsense.
I had to make everybody, even my allies, believe that I quit and that I gave up. And then so they're not going to expect this.
Right. Even the death of his son?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't plan that. Okay. I mean, his son just was stupid as fuck.
That just gave him more time, too.
And fell on a fucking rock.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But even after that, I mean, that probably motivated him more to be like, I got to win this.
Yep.
Mm.
Torunaga is smart. It's not making the show much better, but Torunaga is fucking smart.
I mean, this was real. Go ahead.
No, I do think. I don't think he planned on his son dying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I knew, but I think he knew his son would do something rash. So I think he was counting on that.
Huh.
Even and to that point, you go back to the third episode when his son did the shit. Mm-hmm. When they came and tried to talk to him the first time,
and they blew just up all the people.
So yeah. I think that they were giving us context that. I know my son is going to do something dumb. I don't necessarily know that he's going to die, but he'll do something dumb
right.
in this plan.
All
and I can depend on that happening.
Oh, I'm taking back what I said.
Wait.
So he was willing to lose his son.
He was playing
3D
chess.
No, yeah. I don't think he was willing to lose his son. I just think he knew I can't control what he. I know he's going to do something stupid.
But if he was letting all of this shit happen and he knew his son would do something rash, why wouldn't he be like, okay, I'm going to keep my son as close to me as possible?
I would never really think he was impressed by his son, though. Yeah. Like, his son really didn't add too much.
That's my point. So if he knows his son is stupid and he's going to do something rash, then he should know my son's going to get himself killed. So I should probably keep him near me.
I think that he sacrificed him.
That's what I'm asking. Okay. That's what I'm asking. Yeah, so he was cool with his son dying?
I do think so. Because he was never really impressed by him. Like, he was always saying that you're a hothead. Like, you don't really know. When they were talking about him wanting to go to war so bad. Yeah.
That motherfucker's crazy. I'm still calling him Tora Nigga. That motherfucker don't care about like, nobody.
They made it like, yeah, that's my son. However, it don't really.
It don't matter. It don't mean nothing.
He finally served a purpose. Like,
damn, bro.
He's been a fuck up his whole life. And finally, in your death, you gave me something. Time.
God, that's fucked up.
And they kind of relate that back here when she's like, life and death, they both can have
meaning. They both have meaning and
so
virtue.
It's like, his son. Never really just constantly fucking up. Now he finally, once he died, okay, great. He finally did something valuable to me.
Mm-hmm. By dying.
Because now I'm thinking about the conversation he had with his son and how he said people can be manipulated into actions.
Right.
And oh my God, if he manipulated his son. Because he was scolding his son the whole time, but he also knew what type of person his son was. So he knew that by inaction, his son would take action on his behalf because he's, man, God damn, bro. Right. If that was intentional, that's crazy.
Yeah. It really comes down to how much credit are you going to give to Torunaga? Do you really think like all these things just
everything conveniently happen
and you're just playing the pieces as they land the best way you can? Or are you like, no.
I'm setting the board up
and everything's working out the way I need it to work out. I don't know how things are going to play out exactly, but they playing out well enough for me to, everything's within range of what I expected.
Which could explain him also thanking his son at the end of the last episode where he said, thank you for giving me more time. Right. Jesus Christ.
And that's what I think is where like, oh, he must have, I can't say manipulated, but to a certain extent, like,
he gave him the rope.
Yeah, I gave you the rope to hang yourself.
You're going to hang yourself. Right. I already know that because I know your history. But here go the rope. Mm-hmm. I ain't telling you to do it, but here's the rope.
In the best case scenario, you kill my brother. Yep. We get more time. Worst case scenario, you die.
I get more time.
And based on our cultural standards, I'm going to get more time.
Mm. Yeah, that's
another win-win.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded. All right, let's see. So after that, we get Mariko trying to escape.
Crazy.
And this was a really good scene.
Yeah,
it was.
When she was trying to leave, I thought this was intense. What do you guys think about this?
Very suspenseful, perfect. This was the only time that it reminded me of Game of Thrones. Like the comparison that people have been giving, this was the only time. Just because the stakes were so high. And I couldn't put together how she was going to get out of this. I didn't know if she was going to fight right there till she died or if somebody was going to come save her. But being right there in the moment, it was like, damn, how they going to move forward to the next scene without her being harmed?
Yeah, I felt the same way. Only thing that didn't make sense to me was how. So she just let everybody sit there and watch. You can get, like, make everyone stay inside or nothing. Because the whole thing was everybody to cause a scene, mm-hmm. and everyone was there to watch it. So I was like, that would be my first thought. I was like, all right, hey, nah, y'all got to go back inside. No one can leave your room for the next hour.
Ah, if you were the dude that had them locked up in there. But then that makes goes to our point, like y'all are prisoners. Yeah, yeah. So I think I know why it caused the crowd, because they wanted to see, okay, if she leave, I'm leaving as soon as she leave out.
Yeah.
I was a bit surprised that those the two, I guess they're samurai, the ones that stepped up and she was like, kill them.
Yeah.
And they're like, blah, blah, and the motherfuckers were dead. I expected those dudes to last a little bit longer.
I did too. I thought she had some
bad motherfuckers.
On her team, right. I thought she had a squad.
But they didn't get, they didn't really, they got shot. They were cheating. Them motherfuckers were cheating.
Yeah. Did you like Mariko's fight scene?
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What she fight scene? They just knocked her on the ground.
She fought all of them for a while. She didn't fight them. She was slaying.
Wait, she killed people when?
Yeah. I think she got. She dropped a couple of bodies.
Yeah, she dropped like one or two.
I didn't see her kill nobody. Yeah, she was swinging this.
She was flailing.
But I liked it because they referenced it like 2-3 episodes ago when they show her practicing with the sword. Like, oh, she is a capable fighter.
Yeah, she was capable. She didn't do shit. My boy just kicked her on the ground. She's like, oh, well, fine then.
I can't. She's
fine.
Like, what'd she say? I can't beat all these men.
Bruh, I can't do this. I was more looking up at fucking, what's Black his face? Thorn. The white, Black Thorn. I was like, you a bitch. Ooh, you a bitch.
What?
He didn't even seem like he cared. He was just like, what's happening? Yeah,
she asked him not to interfere.
I know, but he didn't even look concerned.
He was concerned.
You are a biatch. He wasn't like, Mariko left. Mariko ducked.
Somebody behind you.
Motherfucker with a sword, bro.
That
scene was good.
Yeah, it was good. She said on the podcast that she cracked her tooth while she was doing that scene because she was, you know, practicing so hard with the stunt doubles and shit like that.
Ain't that a bitch? You chip your tooth getting knocked on the ground.
She was all into it, bro.
Damn, bro, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yep. Anyway, she can't make it out. So she said, "All right, well, since I can't fulfill my duties, I gotta kill myself." And she asked Kiyama to second him, because Kiyama's a Christian, and of course she can't commit suicide. He was like, all right. So they have this whole meeting and it's really trying to figure out what the fuck to do. They basically expose or talk through Torunaga's plan. That's when everybody got it. What you guys think Ishido was gonna do? Because now at this point, we also have Blackthorn talking to Mariko. It was like, you don't have to do this shit.
Right.
Like, this shit makes absolutely no sense. But he still fails to not understand or respect the culture. That he's in. But Ishido also goes to Yabashuge to offer him a deal or whatnot. So anyway. So that's where we are. So, you know, they all these conversations. So anything of worth noting that you guys want to talk about before we get to the Seppuku scene?
Seppuku, that's the other girl.
Oh, God.
Like, I still don't know the names.
Oh, Seppuku.
Oh, shit.
He said, who's that?
Who's Seppuku?
I kept thinking
that the friend that she grew up with was going to pull a card and do something.
Oh, yeah, that's what's the name? Ashiba? Akiba?
Ochiba?
The friend that she
Ochiba.
Grew up with. Ochiba.
The one that was there kind of tied to.
She's going
to
marry the new dude.
Ishido.
Dude is trying to be king.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up.
Oh, the one with the stupid voice?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, I can't stand her ass. Yeah.
So I kept thinking that she had something up her sleeve. Like,
I thought she was evil.
Well, they haven't really specified it, I don't think. Like, she kind of owned the fence.
She just wants Torunaga dead.
Right. So I thought she was a bad guy.
That's her main driving point.
I'm going to do this tomorrow.
And she's also influenced that she, you know, keep everyone in the castle until they play the vote.
Oh, then I wouldn't expect her to help.
I didn't know if she was going to help, but I just thought she had some kind of play. Mm. I didn't think she was going to actually help her friend, but just something. That's like, I knew that bitch was evil.
When she asked Blackthorn to come there because she knew that he would not understand, therefore Mariko would have to come.
Right.
So they could have that conversation.
And she could talk to him.
Because remember, they had that poetry battle. Mm.
They're both very similar.
I was getting so angry. Oh, I was getting so fucking angry.
Why?
This is ridiculous. Y'all in the middle of a fucking war, but y'all really over here fucking getting your Maya Angelou on? Really? That's what we're doing right now?
They say she the best in the land,
yeah,
bro.
I heard.
She's top three.
As long as you do the lead-in poem. What the fuck is this?
See, I ain't going to do it all. I'm going to give you a line, though.
I'm going to give you a little bit. Line.
Yeah, I'm going to just drop this.
Let me drop this first
when
bar.
When the crow rises, does the chicken fall? Shut the fuck up.
She's a leafless branch.
I was like, oh my God.
I mean, y'all should see me agree with you. Like, well, who would make a poem about a leafless branch in the springtime?
Right.
He was on his
side. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Y'all finna kill me now talking about poems and shit.
She's a leafless branch. Who gives a fuck?
He was hot.
And she don't just ignore my whole plea to him. I'm gonna be putting down. He ain't talking about a leafless branch.
He said, I wanna know what the hell y'all doing. Y'all talking about fucking branches.
I do think that this is only like reinforcing Shido isn't bright. I don't think he's ever had an original idea himself.
Damn.
He just shit it all over.
Yeah, he sure did.
Damn.
Call him in.
Because even when faced with this impossible situation, granted, you're like, dang, I'm kind of don't know what to do. First thing he did, well, what is your counsel? And she was just like, I'm not going to tell you. Like,
I'm
not in this.
Yeah, you ain't going to blame this on me, bro.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm just trying to get my revenge. That's all I care about.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
You got to figure this out.
Yeah. That was cold by her. Mm-hmm. When he was like, yeah, what would you do? And she was like, bruh, shit, if you do this, we're going to be disgraced. If you do that, everybody going to leave. I don't know what you need to do, but whatever it is.
You need to figure it out. Yeah. And the other part that really maybe questioned things was the whole deal with Christianity. Like she made it's a big sin for me to commit suicide. I'd be damned to hell. But I was like, so none of this other stuff, but him killing you, that's still a sin.
Is what killing you?
Mm-mm. Not if she's second.
Right, but a person killing her, you shouldn't kill.
Oh, that's they repent.
You got to think about the time.
Yeah, they can go to the church and be
this
like,
this is colonizer time. Yeah. Christians killed people regularly.
True.
The Crusades and all that shit, bro. They were murking all kind of folks, bro.
I was thinking like, well, ain't that a sin? Then she ended up sleeping with Blackthorn again. So I was like, oh, that's a sin. You just committed adultery. Like, you just picking and choosing this Christianity thing.
Isn't that what Christians do?
Yeah, it's happened to this day, bro. How many commandments? I only like 6 of them. Yeah, but man. It was rough back then, bro. If you didn't, you had a different religion. Yeah, murky on the spot. I was trying to, unfortunately, the Shogun podcast didn't reveal anything, but when she said that line to the poem, Ochiba, it's almost like she understood what was being said. Because she kind of, her face, she looked shook. And I'm like, what the hell did I miss?
What I miss, exactly. I thought the same.
Yeah,
it was something cold or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I still don't know.
I don't either. I don't know if it was ever revealed because when they had the, I thought they were going to reveal it when they had the one-on-one conversation. But until Mariko was like, nah, fuck, I'm out. Bro. I ain't your friend no more. We get to the, we get to the scene, Seppuku. Did I get it right that time?
Yeah, seppuku. Yep.
Finally, shit.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Nine episodes in, Spike, and I'm about to have to write that shit out. Word of the day. I'm about to write the shit out of the syllable. did y'all think she was going to do it? Because Kiyama didn't show up. He was like, I'm out of this.
And Blackthorn volunteered.
Yeah, which was big for him, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, he's showing up to this point. He was like, this shit's stupid.
Crazy.
But,
me, right?
But yeah. But I think he really saw, like, all right, this shit means a lot to you. You real about this shit. So I'll relieve that burden off of you.
Fine, especially, I'll kill you.
Yeah. God. You know, especially when she snatched the cross off.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, do you think that was her in order to make peace with committed suicide?
Yes.
That she was like renouncing Christianity?
I think so. Because I mean, I might be putting a little bit too much on it, but I'm sure in some way she knows this is still some form of suicide. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm stabbing myself and this person's chopping my head off, but I still asked him to do it. So I took it as, yeah, this is my last thing that I have to do, but I can't really claim that I'm a Christian anymore.
Mm. Yeah, pretty intense scene, though.
Yeah. I didn't think she would die right here. I thought since they spared her in that little other scene that we would at least have her until the last episode. Once she made it through that, I thought, okay, this
Well, yeah, we'll get to that part. Mm-hmm. But just this particular scene when she was about to stab herself in the heart before he came in there with the fucking permit. And then everybody, according to Taranaga's plan, has to leave. What you think about this scene, Ashton?
I thought this was probably the second best scene all episode. Because you saw her hand shaking. Even when she was trying to take the necklace off, like her hand shaking the whole time. Like, oh, you really scared now. Which is a thing that was you've been asking for death for at least the last 14 years.
Right, that's at your door.
And now you're right here at your door and you having second thoughts about it. And when Blackthorn stepped up to say, okay, I'll do it for you, I was like, oh, okay. You understand her in a way that her husband, Boruto, doesn't. And I thought that was, because he's like, he offered her the same thing. Okay, let's just kill ourselves. And she was like, I would never want to die like this.
Oh, that was a fucked up line where she told him, she was like,
I would rather live.
I'd rather live than die and have to go to a heaven or whatever with you.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I think this scene is what made that scene click. In fact, the scene right before then, he said, even life and death have purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think she was like, I don't want to die a purposeless death. Mm-hmm. I don't want to die with you purposely. And Boruto, he's like, you just want to die. Death is all the same. She's like, no, there's a difference. This death, if I commit seppuku, I'm going to do something. I'm helping my father. I'm continuing my father's legacy. I'm going to start this war or finish this war, be the escalation point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Blackthorn's like willing to give that to her. Like, okay, I'm going to help you give your life and your death meaning. Because I think all this time she's been living feeling like I have nothing to go for.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Captain Sabaho came through, dropped the permit on the ground, and she was like, whew, thank you, Jesus. Did she put the cross back on?
I didn't see her put the cross back on.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Oh, okay. Shit, but Blackthorn came through.
Yeah.
He came through, bro, with a late night creep.
I was going to make everything happen for you, baby. I know you got something for me.
Yeah. I'm going to second you right now.
Right. Damn.
Yeah, he was happy, bro. And yeah. She was like, hey, you know, she gave it up, you know. You know, probably to release some tension.
Wait, did they actually fuck this time?
Yeah. It was clear.
Man, I'm about tired of this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. Because, you know, this is when Yabushige turned on everybody. Okay, so this is the disappointment I have with this episode. Because, I'll get to it at the end. But Yabushige stabbed the people. And here come they call him Shinobi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
them came through. Was bad.
Yeah, the ninja.
Yeah.
Who was them people? Was them his people?
It was the Shido's people.
Yeah.
Shido's people. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. So.
And he snuck them in.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
He killed the guards.
Sneaked them in. Okay.
And yeah, Yabushige was leading them to where they were going to attack. So, what'd you guys think about this this scene and everything that was going down with the attack. Because if all honesty, because they weren't trying to kill her, they were trying to capture her. Because remember when they burst in, you know, they were just grabbing her and trying to snatch her out of there. They didn't know Blackthorn was in there.
Right.
You know.
What, were they trying to kill the dude, the king, though? Or the dude that's in there that won't let anybody leave? Is that why he let them in? Or they were just trying to break her out?
I thought they were trying to kill her.
Yeah, I think so, too. Which made sense, like, I mean, like, she was just still stupid. Because if she dies, you're still gonna, people are still gonna rebel. You think, oh, she just magically died randomly in the night? Like, come on, dog.
He might have been desperate by that point. Huh. Because of what she did the day before. So at that point, he was like, well, fuck it. Just kill her somehow. I don't know.
I don't understand what that does for him, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, I thought he was just mad. I don't know. Y'all the ones that. Paying attention to this dumbass show. Y'all tell me. Shit.
No, I didn't get that part. What that did for him. Like, why he... I get you letting him in and y'all doing the whole little raid thing if you're going to kill the dude that wouldn't let anybody out. And maybe you try to do something to affect the war. But him coming in there to kill her, that didn't process for
me. I think they probably would have blamed it on Toranaga. Because, well, no, that couldn't work. Because, yeah, no, she had missed her deadline. Mm-hmm. It was past 24 hours.
Right.
So, well, I don't know how long it would take to get from Edo to where they're at.
Yeah, that's just the one part I don't understand what his plan was.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is, if she dies, all the royal family is going to rebel against him. So why would you, all right, you let her free, you accepted his way of defeat. So I'm guessing he's like, he's still just like, sure, I have some type of power. Or like, all right, yeah, y'all think y'all free, but y'all really not. I'm still holding this.
He would have had to somehow prove that he didn't do it.
Right.
And I just can't think of a way.
Yeah, me either.
That he would have like proved like, oh, hey, it wasn't me. This is just a random bandit attack or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I haven't found anything, and they didn't give me any insight on the podcast. Yeah, so I don't know what his plan was, because I mean he got an issue. You know, because she's dead now, and they put the bombs in front of the door. Was this a glorious death by her?
Hold the door.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It landed. Because, again, I wasn't expecting it. I thought she was going to make it out of this episode once she didn't die the other two times. I was like, okay, they're giving her a pass, clearly. And then for him to come back around and blow the door off of her right there, that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, I was in the same way. Like, dang, you made it all the way here to the very last scene.
And then they get you.
And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I did too. And that's where it was after she didn't kill herself. I was like, oh, okay. So I misread the post on Reddit. So, and then, but I knew y'all was shooting, like something was going on. You guys, Mike, do you think Yabushige have any regrets about what he did?
I don't know. I can't read him. Sometimes I think he's really stupid. And other times I think he's conniving. I don't know what is going through his brain. But I know even in that scene when Blackthorn was asking him for help and he was just being a bitch, I was like, what is happening right now? What is this guy's deal? Mm. Like, that was him in the room, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where he was just like, I can't remember what he was saying.
He could, because he could have easily helped the engine Blackthorn move that thing over in
right,
front of the
but
door.
Right, but
he wouldn't do it.
Because
why? That was because he let them in, though, right?
Because he was in.
It was his people.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
Yeah, he said all of this cahoots with Ishido. He let them in.
Oh, I don't think I caught that part.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even like, he even tried to throw all the blame off of him. Because when all the shinobi got in, he started killing people. He ran into the room where all the soldiers was at and threw the things. Hey, intruders, intruders.
I caught that part. Yeah, but I mean, so then why was he still running with Blackthorn in them?
Because he had to prove he didn't have nothing to do with
it. No, he was trying to lead them to, because remember, they went another place. He was like, we should go through, and I'm just going to make it up, the back door. And they went to this storage area. Mm-hmm. And but he was trying to lead them to where the other assassins were. So, yeah. Yeah,
because when they went in that room, he could have easily died with them.
Yeah,
I don't think I caught that he was trying to lead them somewhere else.
Yeah, the room wasn't part of the plan because Blackthorn was out there just shooting folks.
I think
that was dope.
Big emphasis on think. I think they just had to make it to the morning because that's what the permit says. Once morning goes, you can leave. Okay. So I think they just had to survive until morning, which is the thing why they ran into the storage house. Like, why the fuck would you go into a storage house and be trapped in there? But I think their thinking was that we could just last until the sun rises. Yeah, if something happened to us,
we'll be able to get outside.
We'll be able to get out safe by mandate of this paper.
But how do they know that he's going to uphold the paper?
Because it's Japan and they have to abide by society.
But he's been breaking the rules the whole time. That was the whole point, I thought y'all said, of them sending Mariko there in the first place.
Yeah.
Right, but to prove it, until he states it.
Overtly. It's been really subtle, him breaking the rules.
Uh-huh.
Like, you had to know to know.
Like, everyone knew they were a prisoner, but they had no way of proving that he was a prisoner. Once Mariko put it in motion, it's like, oh, this is actually happening. Then it's like, oh, okay. It's the same thing with the Regents thing. It was like, okay, once Torinaga left his post and there was only four of the Regents and they needed five, then why is that important? Because the Japanese culture, they need five people.
Yeah, I didn't question that part. That part made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
This shit. Now I'm actually confused, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I am to a certain degree. I understood what Torinaga was doing, but surviving until morning is where I'm confused, because so up until that point, I can come in and just kill you with no recourse. Like, what?
The permit, when he came in, threw it down. The last things he said before he left the room. You can leave in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, he tried to send the audition over in to kill him.
But I have the right to kill you up until that point. So right now, you are my prisoner up until you are free in the morning. But if she is killed by Shinobi, how does that help him?
I don't understand that part. That's what I'm saying. I don't get why he tried to get her killed after you already let her free. That part doesn't make sense to me. But I'm thinking the whole reason they came in that night, because, you know, once the morning comes, she can leave,
right?
And he can't have them leave the castle, because that's only going to show his weakness.
So then why did he even give her the paper say in the morning?
Because he was going to, his plan was to kill her that night. But my thing was,
he still has to save face, though, right? So that's why he gives her the permit. Yeah. Right. He still has to look good for the people. So he gives her the permit, so it still doesn't look like people are held hostage here. And he tells the other people, of course, y'all probably will get y'all permits too at some point.
Yeah, because they were like, shit, can I go too?
She can leave, I can leave.
Yeah,
so then he's trying to kill her because he figured out Torinaga's plan. That's what I don't understand.
It's still a disgrace, though, if she dies.
Right. Right. That's the point I'm at. It's still
he realized that they manipulated him into showing his hand. So he tries to kill her, is what I'm thinking now, since y'all have talked it out. Like, he realizes that, oh, Torinaga sent her here to force my hand, because he knows what's going on. He knows that I'm keeping these people hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to circumvent that, I'm going to kill her over the night. But still, I'm still back at the brick wall.
It doesn't, because he's in a no-win situation.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying. He's an idiot. He doesn't understand he's in a no-win situation.
Old girl made it very clear.
Yes,
Ultraba, she laid it out.
I understand that. We understand that. I don't think Ishido understands that.
Yeah, I wonder what he thought he would gain by killing her.
By having the shinobi killer.
What's the issue with just letting her go?
Because once she leaves, everyone in the castle can say, I now want to leave.
When everybody else leaves, we can't have a vote because I don't have the people here anymore. Like all those five, the families or whoever you need to vote.
He only has power because they're in his
castle,
right? Surrounded by his soldiers.
And I guess I got that part. It's just more so I'm just kind of not understanding what the people in there are thinking. No. Like, why aren't they like, give me a permit?
They are now that they know that.
But before that, why didn't
they? They would kill them if they asked.
Right. They didn't know that was an option.
They thought that we either had to stay here or we would die.
So they knew
they were prisoners.
Yeah, they knew they were prisoners. They're like, oh, you trying to keep us trapped here? And he was like, I mean, you know, I ain't say that. You said that. But it took a woman from our enemy camp coming in here and talking shit to you to your face in front of everybody to force you into the situation.
Nah. So this is another one of these things about this show that I don't get. So if these people are in this castle,
mm-hmm.
and let's say that they want to leave, they're afraid to ask him because they know he's crazy. He might kill them. So it seems like everybody inside that castle knows that they're a prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what is the point of me sending Mariko here? Who is that proving anything to? They already, but the people already know they're prisoners because they can't.
She set a precedent to ask, and nothing happened to her.
So before this, no one has ever asked if I can leave the castle?
Because they thought something would happen to them.
Right.
How does this make sense to y'all? Y'all say it so confidently.
No, but it's so stupid.
They
did say early on that, really early on in the episode, that at least one person from the royal family is all in that castle, which is why no one from outside the castle has done anything. Because as long as our family member's in there, we don't want to cause a commotion and have him killed. But if you kill somebody, now you justify it as coming in because, oh, now someone's dying. Somebody from my family's dead. Now all the power is going to rise up against you or whatever. So he's kind of like in a, hey, you can't attack me, I can't attack y'all. Like, I have these people prisoner. But as long as I don't say they're prisoners, as long as they aren't saying they're prisoners, no one can do anything. It's all like Japanese polite society thing is what they're all kind of playing on. I think Torunaga is just better at it. Like, he has a true understanding of Japan and how these cultures and customs work. Like, even with the whole 49-day thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to give me 49 days because it's customs that you don't give me 49 days. Why else would you be like, okay, no, fuck that. Your son died. He tried to kill Buddy. He tried to kill his uncle. Just come all y'all just march down now, you know? But he knows they're not going to do that.
While this episode was probably a bit more enjoyable than the other ones, this one was probably one of the most annoying ones because of this thing that y'all are attempting to explain to my stupid ass. I was like, this is stupid. Like, I would understand more if we actually had proof that if somebody asked to leave, he killed them. Or if somebody asked to leave, he was like, nah, you can't go nowhere. But it never showed that anyone had ever asked to leave. So I'm kind of like Ishido. If y'all motherfuckers ain't asking, then are you prisoners? Right. I didn't tell you had to stay here. Y'all assume this shit.
Right.
I'm on my Kanye. This sounds like a choice.
Man, he said, of course y'all can leave. You get a permit. So what do you think I am?
So that would make sense if he had said that and they had implied that somebody had asked this prior. If somebody had said, hey, I want to leave, and he said, okay, yeah, we'll give you a permit, and then he just never gave them the permit, I would have understood that. But they didn't say that, did they? Unless I missed it.
Nah, they never revealed that somebody seek to get a permit and was denied a permit.
That would have made more sense. Yeah. If he was just like, yeah, I'll give you a permit in 30 days. Then 30 days came up. He's like, oh, give me another 30 days and I'll give you the permit.
Yeah.
Then I would be like, okay, this is actually a really crazy situation. But they never said any of that. So for him to just send Mariko in to prove that they're prisoners, like, bitch, for what? They know they're prisoners. They've been sitting there. They ain't even asked. Never mind.
Well, and I'm sure, matter. You know, Torunaga already knows she's been trying to kill herself. So it was like, here's your shot.
Yeah.
So here, you one way or the other, you're either going to come back or you're going to get a chance to die with honor. And she name dropped her dad, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm with Mike. We're missing something. I think that there may have been an attempt to leave. We just aren't.
Oh, we just didn't see it. No, or something.
There was. We're not remembering it. People were attempting to leave?
Yeah, right when he first tried to get impeached Torunaga and they only had the four people.
Yeah.
And he was like, we have to go adjourn. We have to find this fifth person. All of them tried to leave then, and that's when Ochiba was like, no, why would you let them leave?
Sure did.
Keep them all here.
So what happened?
He didn't let them leave. But it wasn't like, you're my prisoner. It's like, just relax.
Yeah, it was relaxed. I'm putting on plays, y'all eating food.
See, that's not
doing all this other stuff. Like, y'all are prisoners, but you know, I'm not torturing y'all. I'm not keeping y'all confined to y'all room.
But not one single person stuck to their guns and said, I'm leaving. Not one of them.
Because it was more like, as soon as we get this over with, y'all are free to go. We just got to get this over with.
But maybe I'd be like, I don't give a fuck about y'all finishing this shit. I just want to leave. No, I think we missed something. Right. There must have been something else.
I do remember there was somebody trying to leave, and they got denied. It was in a couple of episodes earlier though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did miss it.
Yeah, but it didn't seem. We didn't understand the significance of it.
Right.
At until the now. Time. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had. Last thing I got.
If you would like an ad-free version of this episode and many episodes to come, head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/frames per second and become a patron, where you can receive an ad-free version every week, as well as exclusive content and additional conversation in these episodes. Now let's get back to the show.
It was funny as hell to me. Did it look good to you? It looks so bad.
Yeah,
the way this scene was filmed,
yeah,
Yeah. Like it was like dark. She was looking a little doll.
It was all dark and shit. Yeah.
And it zoomed in on her face and she was just like when they looked so bad.
Yeah, when they shot this scene, it was her birthday. So they said on the podcast, they played a joke on her. So, and they said apparently that was a real, like to set that thing up is kind of complicated to blow up. So they had to go through all this stuff. It takes hours of preparation. So she went through hours of prep and she thinks she's about to blow up. And they went 3, 2, 1, and then it came out. Yeah.
That's sweet.
So it was like a cruel and happy thing to do because she was thinking one thing and it was another thing. And then they had to go back and redo it.
Damn.
That's funny.
So,
it was a good way to end the episode.
It was.
Because I didn't really expect them to blow her up, but I wish we would have seen. I don't know. It just looked real.
It was real clean.
Cheap.
It was real clean.
Would you rather get blown up or just stab yourself in the heart and get your head cut off?
I'd rather get blown up.
Blow me up.
Yeah.
That shit painful, bro.
I gotta stab myself. And then
they don't do the stomach thing. They stab themselves in the heart and then they cut their neck or something like that.
No, in the episode, women do. Oh, the women do it different.
Yeah.
Oh,
men,
I see.
Yeah, the women do it different.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the men cut through the gut, which is why they get seconding because you might.
You know what?
That
you're right
up.
Because she was aiming the sword up here. You're right. Yeah,
blow me up.
But she might not die.
I said,
thank you. That's what I'm waiting to see. If her ass is just burnt up on the ground, not dead, and she's still talking shit.
Blackthorn gonna be like,
I'm not trying to hit that no more, baby. I'm sorry.
Where Kiku at?
Right.
He had a good run.
Shit.
He had a good run.
But can't translate shit for me no more.
She blew up in the custody credits and it's just sinking in the town. I thought that was real. Yeah, that real. Was it felt real eerie.
Yeah.
And ominous.
Was that?
Like after she blows up and it just cuts right to the credits, it's a black screen.
That was really well done.
And I was just like, good.
Yeah.
Mm. And then the credits start rolling and then they start singing in Italian from earlier in the episode.
Yep.
And that's all, it's no music. It's just one singular voice just singing in Italian. I was like, oh, this is
very. I didn't catch the, who was singing in Italian?
When she became Catholic. When she confessed her sins to the father.
Father Martin.
And he was like, and she's like, oh, I'm about to, you know, renounce Christianity. Oh, yeah. And she sat there and he started singing to her in Latin.
Okay.
And it's that same. It's the same exact song at the very.
Look at
end.
Him but trying to no, get creative.
Yeah, but there's no music or anything. It's just a person singing and like, yeah. And I think he was like, you know, singing like a hymn for her death. And it's the same as that thing. And I was like, oh, that's very, very. That was dope.
I caught that. I should feel something. I just didn't. I think it because it looked so bad, and I just laughed. If the deaths, like, I don't know why they did that. Because if you watch it, because I watched it back like 2 or 3 times. When the explosion went off, it just showed like a really close up of her face.
Just blown out.
And then she just went, whoo! I was like, wait, what? Looked like an episode of Jackass more than anything. But it was still a good way to end the episode.
It was.
I think my disappointment is that it wasn't Crimson Sky.
Yeah, like.
And they titled the episode Crimson Sky.
What is Crimson Sky? Do we still not know exactly what it is?
No, they explained it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be big.
No. Oh shit. That just hit me.
Yo, dumbass.
It is Crimson Sky.
It is?
Yeah, because the whole point of Crimson Sky was this is Toru and I was gonna lead the march into this the takeover Tokyo. The takeover Japan. That's the whole purpose of Crimson Sky.
So this triggers it.
You know what?
This triggers
it. This triggers it.
Oh, so next episode will really be the action of it.
I don't know.
Nah, they said they were supposed to storm the castle and overtake the castle.
But this is triggering.
But the point of that was to take over Japan. Like, this is his fail-safe plan. This is, all right, Crimson Sky, we're doing it. This is him enacting Crimson Sky. I alienated all my soldiers. I don't have enough people to fight with me to storm this castle. So now I'm going to create a situation where everyone else is going to rebel.
And they all storm the castle.
Right. Now everyone's going to be against Ishida.
So she knew that? Is that why she was saying,
that was her role? That was her role in the plan.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Like, he's like, all right, he played. My man who just killed himself, he knew his part. He played it well. Are you willing to play your part well?
Mm-hmm. Wait. But I thought the guy that killed himself didn't really know that was the plan. I thought he really thought Torunaga was on some bullshit.
Again, it comes down to how much credit are you going to give Torunaga?
Because he did say we're going to fight.
Yeah, Torunaga said no.
Himself said we're going to fight, but we thought he was crazy.
Right.
Like, right.
And Torunaga was like, nah, he knew exactly what he was doing. He killed himself to alienate everybody and to make everyone like really, really go against me.
Oh, he got me then. I thought he was dead ass serious. He was like, I'm doing this because I don't agree with none of this shit.
That's what I thought.
But he did that because he knew the plan was going to be some other shit?
It seemed like it.
If you, like, that was his longest, and they did emphasize that was his longest counsel. Like, this right. man's from way back.
And that's
back
why I thought he
day.
Killed himself, because so he was like, I can't do this.
Maybe they had this unspoken thing that they.
Oh, that's whack. Right, bro. But you're that not was really make me fun. Kill myself because you want. Nah, get one of these other motherfuckers do this shit.
Yeah. FIFO.
Because, right. Because that was a breaking point for Yashibu. Because before then, he was like, nah. Torunaga tripping. I know it. Torunaga got a plan. I know Torunaga. He right, got a plan. Right, right. He got a plan. It wasn't until he seen his longest council member commit seppuku right in front of him. He's like, nah, I'm leaving.
What's up, bro?
And Torunaga needed someone to get Mariko to that castle. Mm. He needed someone to get Mariko to Ishida.
So he planned all of that.
Right.
It's looking like it.
Does he
like,
really have a cold?
That's what I've been trying to figure out, too.
Was he really sick? No, I don't think he was sick.
He just coughing for nothing.
I think he was just coughing and acting.
So he could get that time away from everybody.
Get that time away from everybody.
This motherfucker's dope.
So you're not seeing me. You're not hearing from me. And a few times you hear from me, I'm sickly. I didn't even visit my
son. So he's not a threat. He's trying to,
I didn't go visit my son's grave. I've given up.
I wouldn't either. Dumbass son.
When I surrender, half of y'all going to have to commit seppuku too. Because by Japanese standards, so y'all niggas going down too. We all here. So
it was really, yeah, that makes sense.
Where's your faith?
Nah, I ain't got it.
Spike, how Black Thorn gonna get by, bro? Because he ain't got anybody to talk for him. No talking head talk no more.
That's a really good point. Hopefully, we don't hear much from him this next episode.
For real.
He's gonna be struggling.
To be honest
bro.
With you, yeah. But I'm interested to see where they do take his character, especially without his translator. But I do. I want to know how they wrap this up. I want to know how this plays out from season to season, and I hope it's as easy to follow as the last episode was.
Well, I'm gonna give y'all. It seemed like based on the podcast that this next episode isn't gonna be. It's gonna be more like a setup episode for season two and not a lot of action.
I read the opposite.
Oh, you did?
I read the opposite. I'm sure the podcast was more accurate though, but I read that this was only gonna be one season and that they were not gonna do another season.
Oh.
But I'm definitely assuming what I read was wrong. Because if the actors or whatever are on this podcast, then they would have.
Yeah.
I'm probably adding the season two, but I did hear that this next episode, because I'm like, oh shit, it's about to go down. But they made it seem like it wasn't.
Interesting.
I've heard season two rumors too. Like I
will. Okay, then I'm sure I'm wrong.
People
then.
Are talking about season two. I can on see some why.
It's a highly rated.
It's a number one show.
But they were saying that they were apparently the book stops here. Is what the thing I read said that it's, whatever book this is based off of ends after this episode, after this next episode. So they didn't want to push it past that.
Interesting.
But I'm assuming that that's wrong.
Well, we'll find out.
Because I was like, thank God, I didn't even got to worry about, like, I'm not coming back for season two.
But they have other parts in this whole Shogun trilogy, though. I forgot how many books it is, like 3, 5, something like that.
Oh, so maybe that's another book. Maybe that's what it was saying. It's another book.
Yeah, probably another book.
Oh, well, I'm not doing that. I'll finish this one book.
What were you about to say?
Before we close it, anybody think, like, everyone agrees it's, like, their favorite episode? Or the best episode so far?
Yeah, this was easily the best
episode. Yeah.
All right, anyone else find it weird that the best episode didn't have Torunaga in it at all? Like, you didn't even see his face?
I didn't think about that.
I think it was, to your point earlier, too, though, it was more concise, this episode. I didn't have to worry about going this place to that place and knowing who this person was. It was just all right here.
All
so
in one location?
I didn't notice that he wasn't in there, but it does make sense that this was a good episode without him.
I think it only shows his influence. Like, everything he's been doing and setting finally set in play. And now he don't even have to be here. You see everything he's been referencing and talking about. It's all playing out in front of you. So I thought that was really...
It does add to his character that we've talked about it.
You talked about him so episode. He wasn't even in this episode.
If he was that smart as to what we're alluding to, then it makes me appreciate the character a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, one more left.
Whoa,
yeah.
Mike.
Jesus. Let us know what you guys think in the comment section. We out. Peace.